Welcome to the Empowerment Show with Melissa Heisler on the Linked Local Network. Link locally, connect globally. Every week, discover new personal choices with practical, inspiring guides. And now, here's Melissa.
Happy Tuesday, all, and welcome to the Empowerment Show. I'm Melissa Heisler, Empowerment Coach at It's My Life, and it is your life. Live it. Today, I'm going to be joined by Sarah Moshman and Dana Michelle Cook, who are two documentary filmmakers. If you'd like to join our conversation, you can call in at 323-580-5755, or you can post your questions at facebook.com, The Empowerment Show, or twitter.com, The Empowerment Show. So let me introduce our guest today. Sarah Moshman grew up in Evanston, Illinois, and has always had a camera in her hand as a kid. She started making documentaries when she was in high school and took her passions to college when she attended the University of Miami in Coral Gables, where she majored in video film. After college, she moved to Los Angeles and began her career in television as a story assistant on the hit ABC show Dancing with the Stars. She just celebrated her 10th season on the show, where she worked as a field producer, shooting and interviewing the celebrity dancer couples for the packages that air before the live performances. She has also worked for MTV's Made, MTV's Minute to Win It, and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, the Food Network's Rachel vs. God Celebrity Cook-Off 2, as well as the Top Chef Masters for Bravo. Documentary filmmaking is still her passion, and the work she has done for Heartfelt Productions is what really drives her creativity. Female empowerment is something she's very close to her heart, and she hopes to inspire and motivate women of all ages through documentaries. She's joined with her partner here today, with Dana Michelle Cook, who grew up in Los Angeles, California. She attended the University of California, Santa Barbara, and held an internship position with Fox News, Fox Sports, MTV, Montecito Picture Company, where she was working with director Ivan Reitman. After college, she joined Creative Entertainment Services, a boutique product placement agency located in Burbank, California. Account manager Dana fostered relationships with brand managers to align their marketing initiatives with television shows and films for Warner Brothers, Disney, and Paramount Studios. In 2004, she began producing at Pytown Productions for Design on a Dime and Redesign with Kenneth Brown. Moving to Chicago over 5 years ago, Dana has been a freelance field producer and a writer on shows like Strange Addiction for TLC and Dancing with the Stars on ABC. She's also produced original content for the Food Network, DIY, and Investigation Discovery. So welcome very much, Sarah and Dana.
Hello. Thank you for having
Hello.
Me.
Hello. Thank you, Melissa.
Well, we are so excited to have you on the show tonight, and to learn a little bit more about your the documentary that you're working on, which is The Empowerment Project, Extraordinary Women Doing Extraordinary Things. So, Sarah and Dana, it looks like you have both been in the television and film industry for a while now. What's your history? How did you meet each other?
Well, Sarah, I'll let you take that.
Sure. Okay, so when Dana and I were working with this amazing company called Dreaming Tree Films in Chicago, we traveled around the country for a couple summers teaching youth teens how to make a film. So we would show up to a city, and Dana was my supervisor, and I was her intern. And we would show up to a city and teach kids how to use the camera, and we'd cast a movie, and we'd shoot it in a day, and we'd edit, and then we'd move on to the next city. It was pretty amazing, and we did that for 2 summers, and we really hit it off and weren't sick of each other after spending 5-6 weeks together. And so we also both realized that we were really passionate about female empowerment and decided to kind of branch off on our own and start our own company called Heartfelt Productions in 2009, and we just love focusing on content that's positive for everyone, but mainly for women. So that's our mission. That's our mission statement, at least.
Yeah, I think, and just to, I'm sorry, just to kind of add to that, just in, when Sarah and I met working for this amazing company, I think we both had so much heart for like this philanthropic side of things, and we in seeing how we were able to like work with these kids and sort of inspire them to do these things that they otherwise wouldn't have access to, it inspired us to want to implement the same thing into, you know, creating a company that was able to tell messages of empowerment and inspiring, you know, inspiring people that didn't otherwise have access to things. And so that's kind of why we started Heartfelt, was to shed light on, you know, we worked on a couple documentaries here in Chicago, and they were both nonprofits. So to tell the stories of these nonprofits and where they came from and what they were doing for young girls in the city and how they were, you know, sort of molding them into strong girls that otherwise wouldn't have access to programs that were doing incredible things for them.
Which is just fabulous. Is there, when you were working on the documentaries and kind of your start in film as well, did you notice, you know, what was it like being a woman in the entertainment industry? You know, what was your biggest challenge as you went from college and actually started to work through these internships and then also through these documentaries?
You know, I think in terms of the production world, I think it's very typical for when you find producers, they're women. So certainly in that world, there's a big saturation of female producers. I think because, you know, we can relate in a way to subjects when we're interviewing. You know, for the most part, we can have a softer side in a way. Maybe we put people at ease a little bit better. But what we kept finding, and I know Sarah agrees with this, is there were always female producers, but there were never really any female camera women or audio engineers. Anything on the technical side was always men. And we started noticing that kind of as we went through these, you know, different producing positions on different shows. And we're sort of asking the questions like, well, why is this? You know, why is this happening? What is so intimidating about these other positions that women just can't seem to want to pursue? Or, you know, why is there fear behind these other positions? And so that's kind of part of I think, the challenge is, you know, understanding why there's fear there, or why, you know, why women don't go after these different types of roles. And so we wanted to really make that a big part of who we were as Heartfelt Productions in setting up the company, you know, and just saying, we want to not only produce this and, you know, tell stories about these nonprofits in Chicago, or, you know, now with our newest project, tell stories of inspiring women, but we also want to practice what we preach and have, you know, an all-female crew that is, you know, handling equipment and doing it seamlessly and flawlessly and, you know, breaking all those barriers of what women supposedly, quote unquote, can and can't do.
That's fabulous. Yeah, I thought that was such a wonderful aspect of the documentary that you're working on right now, is that you did want to have the all-female crew. And I remember talking to you at the event where we met, and you were kind of talking about how difficult it was to be able to really find women in those technical positions. Can you tell us a little bit about your crew and how you found them and kind of what your plans are to be on the road?
Yeah, absolutely. So we found our crew basically from women that we've worked with in the past. We're still figuring out exactly who we're going to travel with, but we have a fabulous director of photography named Beth, or she goes by BT. And I've worked with her on Dancing with the Stars, and she also was a part of the same company where Dana and I met, Dreaming Tree Films. And she's just like a technical whiz. I mean, she's not afraid of the camera at all. But she did tell us the story even of how she was intimidated about getting behind the camera. And you would never know it. I mean, she's extremely talented. And then our friend of mine named Rebecca, who I also worked with on Dancing with Stars, we brought her on for our first shoot, and she helped us with release forms and audio. She kind of just wore many hats. So we find that girls are just kind of naturally intimidated by the camera, even though things are changing with technology today and everyone's a photographer, everyone's a videographer these days. We still find when it comes to, like, the proper, like, prosumer camera or the bigger cameras, girls just kind of shy away, and we really want to be a part of changing that, or at least changing the misconception that women are not naturally good at being behind the camera. And you see it everywhere you go. On Dancing with the Stars, I'm one of two women on a team of 12 field producers, mm-hmm. and we're all required to shoot. You know, it shouldn't just be about getting tired and, like, not being able to hold the camera. You know, it's a lot more than that. It's about just stepping up and getting your hands dirty and not being afraid and encouraging other girls, younger, older, to give it a try as well. Just to have that skill, even if you don't want to be a camera operator for the rest of your life, it's still a good skill to have in general. It makes you a better producer, a better editor, a better director if you know how to shoot.
It sounds like both of you are pretty fearless about jumping into things. Putting together this documentary, jumping into some of the different technical roles. Were there people that supported you as you started your career to really encourage you to take chances, or were there opportunities that you just said, hey, I got to do this?
I mean, I'll say that just the nature of kind of our production world is just that. It is jumping in. You're just always sort of jumping into the next project and saying to yourself, okay, I'm going to be an expert at whatever this is, you know, whatever the content is, whatever the situation is, you know, you're always walking into a project blind. And I think you really kind of learn to develop a thicker skin for things and sort of embrace this idea of vulnerability. Like, I don't know what I'm signing up for, but whatever it is, I'm going to be great at it. So I think that, in terms of where we've been and the projects we've worked on and kind of going through those feelings every time we take on a new project, makes it easier for us to just move fearlessly into setting up our company and really wholeheartedly pursuing this kind of content because we believe in it, and it just really is so defining as far as who we are as women, who we are as filmmakers, who we are as friends. And so in a way, it's probably like the easiest project we've ever worked on thus far. We haven't shot it yet, but because we believe in it so much and we have so much passion behind it and it's ours, you know, we have ownership of it. We're not working for someone else. We're not being told how to make it. We're essentially creating it from scratch, and that feels really good. You know, it's really the first time that we're able to do that through Heartfelt, is to create these documentaries in the way that we want to and the voice that we want it to be told in. And especially with our next project, you know, we're building it from the ground up, and we have so much support from people that we never even thought we would have. I mean, of course, friends and family are showering us with support and love and helping us get to where we want to be, but people that we never expected or anticipated are supporting us in ways we just couldn't have imagined. You know, even meeting you, Melissa, was, you know, something that we could never have imagined would have happened, and it's been sort of a beautiful ride the past few months.
It's a beautiful thing when you follow your passion, and it seems like the universe comes up and meets you with the right opportunities at the right time.
Right.
So, listeners, if you do have any questions or comments for our guest today, you can call in at 323-580-5755 and press 1, or post your questions to facebook.com/theempowermentshow or twitter.com/empowermentshow. So, Shira and Dana, why don't you tell us exactly where the idea for the Empowerment Project documentary came from?
Sure. Well, so this project is the culmination of a lot of things for me in my life and for Dana as well in her career. We sort of had this concept floating around in one form or another for a long time, but basically this past winter when we had just finished wrapping up our latest documentary about the Girls on the Run organization, which is this incredible national organization that supports girls to train for a 5K but also teaches them how to communicate and not to gossip and not to bully, all these incredibly valuable lessons. We finished that one up and we're really proud of it, and it was just sort of like, okay, so what's next? You know, we've got our day jobs, but these passion projects are what really keeps us going, so what are we going to do now? And it started for me as an idea for a TV series, and then I kind of thought, well, I don't know what production company or TV network is going to hand me the keys, you know, to the mansion, so I think we need to, you know, put it on a level of documentary or a web series. and make it more accessible to us. We need to start with what we're capable of doing, what we believe is within our reach. And so the idea kind of started from there, and it's evolved into something that we never have could have imagined, and it's still evolving. That's what I like best about it, is every day we meet someone that says, hey, why don't you interview this person, or did you think about this? And it's like, no, I never thought of that. Wow, that adds to it. So in a way, this Kickstarter is like the greatest focus group you could ever hope for. It's like the general public saying, I love what you're doing, but how about this to make it better? And it's like, yeah, that sounds great. So, I mean, it started with this concept of wanting to interview inspirational women, and then it kind of added to, why don't we travel across the country? Or why don't we have this be a self-contained, like, month-long trip where we meet all these amazing women? And then, of course, let's have a female crew, because we always, you know, love that element. And it's still growing. Like, we'd love to include a mentorship aspect where in each city that we travel to, we can mentor maybe one or two young girls, you know, maybe 18 or up, and bring them on set. And even if they have no experience, we can teach them how to use the camera. And we want to have a whole behind-the-scenes element where we're filming our own experiences while making the documentary so that people can see what it takes to pull this off and interview one another about how we're affected by all these incredible women. So there's so many components to it that are still just, you know, evolving and becoming better and better. And every day it's something new and exciting, whether it's like, oh, so-and-so donated $100. Oh, my God, that's amazing. Or, hey, why don't we interview this woman? Or I got this great new idea to have a blog while we're on the road. You know, just little things keep adding to it. So we're so grateful for all the support and feedback that we've gotten. And, yeah, we're just grateful that the idea has been formulating in one way or another. And we're moving forward with it. And that's the best part, is that, you know, we're going to reach our goal by Monday. We feel like it's going to happen, and then we're going to move forward with this dream that's going to drive us for the next however many months.
Yes, and for our listeners, you can see on our Facebook page, facebook.com/theempowermentshow, there is information about the Kickstarter page for the Empowerment Project. So you can actually see a video clip of some of the work they have already done and learn more about how you can help support them for as little as $1 to reach their dreams, which is pretty exciting. And ladies, I want to ask one more question, and then we do have somebody on the phone with a question. But what are your hopes for this film? What is it that you hope to accomplish by bringing this content out? I know it's exciting to have both the content of hearing the stories of these amazing women, and then also to have the aspect of your own challenges and the road it took to make the documentary. What do you want people to really walk away with through this process?
We would love to create positive female role models, and obviously there are so many out there already. That's no question. But we would love to empower women, girls, men as well, to go after their career ambitions, whatever they may be. So we'd like to showcase 10 very different women in 10 very different industries to show girls at a young age that, you know, they should go after their career ambitions, whatever they are, and not be afraid of it, and to know that there's always going to be struggles and failures along the way, and not to put women up on a pedestal just because they're the CEO of a company or they're gorgeous, you know, that's great, but I'm sure they had struggles and failures along the way to get to the point that they're at. And I think that's important, to make these women accessible and make them role models and really just show people out there these different colors of women all around the country and what experiences they've had and how we're affected by them. In short, we obviously just want to empower people. That's the main goal. We want to empower ourselves and the girls we work with, but also just people that watch the series. We want them to watch it and think, wow, that woman really had an interesting path. Why don't I go after what I'm interested in? Why don't I go that extra mile and try to get that promotion at work? Or, you know, it's time for a new career path for me, and if that woman can do it, so can I. You know, that's the overarching goal of the whole series.
Yeah, and just to kind of follow up with that, you know, one of our biggest goals for the web series is to tell stories of these women in completely different career fields. You know, just anybody that's sort of, you know, a woman that's not necessarily a CEO, but even women that have started their own nonprofits, just a huge range of different kinds of women. And just to really, like, point out that there's a global community of high-achieving women, you know, success in defined in different ways. And they're defining their success in their own terms, you know, throughout every stage of their life and in their career, and kind of just telling their stories. You know, they are representing the changing face and shape of, you know, business around the world. And we think that that's really important to show that community that's coming together with women. And, you know, I think if anybody is sort of out there, they can feel this shift of women kind of taking this power and realizing that they can do it all. They can do it all, and they can have it all, and it doesn't have to be a dream anymore, that they can make it happen. So we're just really excited to, you know, to go out and to tell their stories, to find these women. We're still in the process of finding them, and just tell their stories and be inspired ourselves and to pay it forward, you know, not just to inspire, like Sarah said, women and girls and mothers, but men as well, men and young boys. And, you know, this isn't just for women, it's for everyone.
Absolutely. And I think what you touched on earlier is what I really loved about your project is that you're not just looking at the top people. You're not just looking at that one success story, but you're looking at people in many different areas at many different levels who have followed their passion, who have taken risks, and who can be that mentor and that image for others. And I think it's really great to have those role models, tangible, accessible role models for both men and women, for us to strive towards something bigger. So I do want to run to our phone lines here. I think we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Melissa. It's Marie.
Hi, Marie.
I just wanted to wish you the best of luck. Yes.
Okay.
I want to wish you the best of luck on your show. And, I do have a question. I have a friend who graduated from Columbia College who really wants to get involved in the film industry. She's done a lot of behind-the-scenes work with directing and done some camera work. But she's also having a hard time breaking through. And I was just wondering if any of the ladies would have any suggestions or resources that I could help, hence empower her in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, Marie. My name is Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for calling in. You can tell your friend that, you know, we could exchange email addresses when we're off the air, and we can give her some of our friends that live in the Chicago area that might need a production assistant or a camera operator or whatever she specializes in.
She does some of that.
Okay, great. Yeah, and we could also recommend some production resources in the city or people that Dana knows that work regularly in the city that are on film sets, et cetera. I'm in Los Angeles, so I'm not as in tune with that network. But if she does come out to L.A., I can give her some great tips and contacts out here as well. I'm sure we can help her out and get her going.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's terrific, Sarah. Thank you so much. And Marie, I can put you in touch with Sarah, and I thank you for calling in today. And I think this is just such a testament to what Sarah and Dana are trying to do, that it's not just about the movie. It is actually about empowering and helping others and mentoring others. And it's not just the film itself, but everything surrounding the film. So thank you for your openness and your willingness to help there. And that was a great question, Marie. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and I will see you later.
All right, thank you. Hey, Sarah and Dana, wanted to talk to you a little bit about going from the concept from this film to the planning of it, for the financing of it. What's it like to actually start up your own production for this endeavor?
Now, are you talking about the production company or for this specific project?
Both, I guess, because how did you start with your own production company, and then how are you working to get this project off the ground?
Sure. I mean, as far as beginning Heartfelt Productions, you know, like Sarah had said earlier, when we met, we just, you know, we knew that we had a lot in common as far as friends went, but we just had this commonality between us that we wanted to do bigger things with our lives. You know, we were happy to be working and happy to have, you know, steady work in reality TV and, you know, all of these other things, but we wanted more. So, you know, starting up Heartfelt was something that took a little bit of time. But we knew that it was a company that we wanted to continue to grow. And it really started grassroots with our first two documentaries, but this is sort of like the next big step in, you know, the other two documentaries were nothing like this. I mean, this is a much larger scale. And Sarah was actually the one that had the idea to use Kickstarter as sort of our fundraising platform to begin kind of raising money to create this, to shoot this project. It's only one component of the fundraising, but it's a very important component. And like she said, it's been so much more than just people donating money. It's been the best focus group we could ever ask for. And Sarah, I don't know if you have anything to follow up with on that.
Yeah, Kickstarter has been such an incredible platform for us. I'm so grateful for it. And, you know, we're learning every day just how to get ourselves out there, how to market the project. It's been an incredible learning experience. And all the people that we've met, I mean, we have over 300 backers right now. And, you know, we've got until Monday. And I really think we're going to reach our goal just because of the kindness of strangers. And people really identify with this project. And something about it resonates with a lot of people, not just women, men too. And I'm just blown away, and I can't wait till Monday when we reach our goal and we can just celebrate and move forward and make this project as good as it can be.
Yes, and I think the Kickstarter project and opening it up to that, you actually have many producers on this show because you are getting that feedback and you are really creating a community around this movie. And I think that's one of the exciting elements of this. And I also know that I know somebody else who's trying to get something produced on PBS, and they're asking for $150,000. So the meager $25,000 you're trying to raise in order to travel the country is amazing that you're going to be able to create this documentary with those numbers. But I think we have another caller, so let's try to get one more question in our last couple minutes here.
Great.
Hi, caller. Do you have a caller on the line? Okay. It looks like we're not able to pick up that caller. So I did want to talk, ladies. I know that you right now, and people can see this on your Kickstarter, is a video or a partial video, I believe, of Jill Soloway that is one of the first people that you're looking at filming for this documentary. Do you have some others in mind that you're going to be focusing on?
Yeah, Jill was our first interview subject. She's incredible. She just won the Best Director Prize at Sundance this year. And we have our first webisode with her is amazing. And Jane Lynch is her longtime friend and collaborator. So I have an interview with Jane Lynch as well in the first webisode. So any listeners out there that donate $25 or more to our project get exclusive access to that webisode. We'll send you the link and you can watch it right away. And we have a few interviews lined up. One is with Molly Barker, who created the Girls on the Run organization that I spoke of earlier, one of our documentaries. She created the program from in 1999 with a group of like five other women. So she made this whole movement happen. She really followed her passion and went after her dreams. So we'd love to interview her. Gail Mancuso is another one. She's a TV director. She directs Friends and 30 Rock and Modern Family. I mean, every comedy sitcom that you can name, she's been a part of it. She's incredible. And she's also from Chicago. And then the third was Rebecca Walker, who is the co-founder of the Third Wave Foundation, and she was just named by Forbes as one of the 50 future leaders of America. So we can't wait to research more about her and get to know her and tell her story as well. And then the other seven spots, we are still trying to figure it out. So if anyone has any suggestions, you know, we'd love to find a politician and a female athlete and a doctor, you know, just a broad range of careers.
Unfortunately, we have filled up an entire half hour, so thank you both to Sarah and Dana for being on the show. I wish you the very best with your project and keep up your great work empowering others.
Thank you so much, Melissa. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Join Melissa Heisler next week right here at The Empowerment Show on the Linked Local Network. Link locally, connect globally. Learn about the next show and listen to previous shows at linkedlocalnetwork.com/empowerment. Join the conversation at facebook.com/theempowermentshow or twitter.com/empowermentshow.